up again. Look, everyone! I think she's finally coming too, said a girl who sounded a lot like Zoe, Red Riding Hood.
Thank goodness, said another girl who sounded like Chloe, Goldilocks.
At least she's not in a coma.
Is she supposed to be twitching like that? Asked a girl who sounded like the Wicked Witch of the West. She looks like that dying roach I saw in the shower in the girls' locker room. I don't know which one is more disgusting.
Shut up, Mackenzie, both girls said in unison.
You're the one who did this to her.
Yeah, you could have killed her.
I slowly opened my eyes and squinted at the slightly blurry circle of faces staring down at me. And suddenly I started freaking out.
No, not the Wicked Witch. Help!
I screamed deliriously.
Rats! There are rats in the dungeon! The Queen of Hearts is going to chop off my head!
My arms flailed about as I imagined a hailstorm of dodgeballs slamming into my face.
The balls! Please make the balls go away!
Nikki, please calm down, Chloe pleaded.
She held up two fingers in front of my face.
Just try to focus, okay?
How many fingers am I holding up?
Fingers, those look like bunny ears to me, I muttered, staring at her blurry hand.
You poor thing, Zoe said, squeezing my arm.
You must be traumatized.
Don't worry, you're going to be just fine. Trust me. Now close your eyes, relax, and take deep breaths, okay?
Where am I?
I asked groggily.
Where are the munchkins? Am I still in fairy tale land? Will someone please tell the room to stop spinning?
That's when Chloe suddenly lost it.
Fairy tale land? Munchkins? Nikki, snap out of it!
She yelled hysterically as she grabbed my shoulders and shook me as hard as she could.
I want my old friend back without the brain damage.
Stop it, Chloe, Zoe scolded her. If you keep shaking the poor girl like she's a magic eight ball, she will be brain damaged.
Oops, sorry about that,
Chloe apologized. Nikki is still a little disoriented, my gym teacher explained. But luckily, she doesn't appear to have any broken bones. Maybe she'll feel better if we get her up on her feet. Chloe and Zoe each grabbed an arm and helped me stand up.
Thanks, guys. I don't know what I'd do without you, I said, starting to tear up.
Nikki, we don't know what we'd do without you, Chloe sniffed.
Yeah, we were so scared when you got hurt, Zoe said, dabbing at a tear.
Then they both gave me a bear hug and gushed.
We love you, Nikki. You're the best BFF ever.
After a few minutes, the dizziness finally went away, and I started to feel a lot better.
But get this. I just had the craziest dream ever about fairy tales. It seemed so real, I couldn't help but notice someone staring at me and nervously twirling her hair around her finger. It was Mackenzie.
OMG, Nikki, I'm so happy you're okay, she said, plastering a fake smile across her face.
I was super worried about you.
It was so scary how you just ran into that ball after it slipped out of my hands. It was such a freak accident.
The entire class and I just glared at that girl. She was such a liar.
What? I didn't do anything wrong, Mackenzie stammered. I barely touched you.
I believe your last words were, "Hey, Maxwell, eat this," Zoe quipped.
Sound familiar?
Just shut up and mind your own business, Mackenzie spat. I don't have to answer to you.
But you do have to answer to Principal Winston, my gym teacher lectured sternly. I saw everything, and Miss Hollister,
Your behavior was totally unacceptable. I'm sending you to the office so you can explain your actions to the principal.
No! You can't send me to the office! Mackenzie shrieked. It could end up on my permanent record! I'll be ruined! It's not fair! I'm going to tell my dad and... Tweet!
When the gym teacher blew her whistle, Mackenzie finally shut up and stopped ranting. Young lady, you can go to the office right now, or you can do it after you run 50 laps around this gym. It's your choice. Mackenzie's face grew red with anger.
Maxwell, you're a total dork, she said under her breath as she stormed out of the gym.
Mackenzie, you say that like it's a bad thing, I shot back. But please, don't hate me because I'm dorkalicious.
She totally deserves detention, Zoe growled.
For the rest of the year, Chloe snarled.
Then my gym teacher called my parents and explained what had happened and told them that I seemed to be okay. Everyone agreed that it would be a good idea for me to visit the school nurse just for observation. Actually, I didn't mind. After everything I'd just been through, the thought of chillaxing on a comfy cot in the nurse's office with my diary sounded really good. After we got dressed, Chloe and Zoe walked me to my locker. Then we headed for the nurse's office. That's when someone came running down the hall yelling my name.
Nikki! Nikki, I just heard what happened.
It was Brandon. He grabbed both of my hands and gazed into my eyes.
Squee!
Nikki, I was really worried. Are you okay? OMG, it was total deja vu, almost like we had shared another life together. Actually, Brandon, I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking, I giggled. Brandon is such a nice guy. His reaction to the whole thing about me getting hurt in gym was just so sweet and romantic.
Scooby!
Chloe and Zoe were practically melting into two syrupy puddles of gushiness. Of course, Mackenzie had an attitude about the whole thing. I don't know why she is so jealous of my friendship with Brandon. Anyway, after school, everyone was gossiping about how Principal Winston gave Mackenzie a 3-day detention for unsportsmanlike behavior. And as part of detention, students helped beautify our school. Of course, no place needed beautification more than the girls' showers. Mackenzie scrubbed the girls' showers during detention. Even though I didn't appreciate that nasty little comment she made about me and Jim, she was correct about there being roaches in the girls' showers. Ew, that had to be the dirtiest job ever. I actually felt really sorry for her. Not. That girl has mercilessly teased and ridiculed me the entire school year because of my family's business. But judging by the number of bugs I saw crawling on her, looks to me like she might need to give Maxwell's bug extermination a call. I'm just saying.